probably top when you scored, were you? Was that fair?
Yes, we didn't do very well with the ball, but dare I say it, whenever Clyde looked comfortable, then you need to start worrying. Because last week we were so comfortable in the game, we lost 3 goals. We didn't look under any pressure today again, apart from our own slackness, possession, very poor. Well below the standards I've set, and we've only got ourselves to blame. So, football's a cruel game, and chances you're on top, you need to make better decisions in the right areas. Trying too hard, said that in half time. Trying too hard, just got to relax and make the right decisions. And it's, they all want to be responsible and take the responsibility of turning things around for them. They forget it's a team game. And collectively, second half, we're a bit better. We got the goal, and I'm thinking, fine, you're not under any pressure, just be sensible. But the apathy and clearing our lines, the lack of squeezing the game, the willingness to go and put your body in the line and close across, and then as much as we'll get the blame as a management team, you can't legislate for players running and diving into tackles that they don't need to go and do. And they're remorseful in the changing room, which is good, but it doesn't bring any points back. So, having watched the game again, it's A, it's outside the box, and B, it's a stonewall dive, but sometimes being able to... two wrongs in football don't make a right, referees, so rightly or wrongly, but we gave the ref a decision to make, and that's the bit we can be annoyed at. And as I say, you can be all the remorseful all you want after the game, put your hands up and say sorry. Makes no difference, it's done.
Just to be clever and try and run the clock down, wasn't it? I just told all
smart
horse
of dollars, go away in the channel, why are you even passing? Naive, don't know. Willingness to do well and score goals, don't need to do it. It's the impact of their actions. Mm-hmm. And you're right, we've said to Smart, if you just run it down into the corner, we're away, the game's finished. But he tries to set Goody up. Goody's done great, one he's won, he's keepers made another great save, which is a few. And then all he's got to do is maybe lay off to Cuds, but he's just desperate to do well, and that's the bit I'm trying to say to him. It's just no about you individually, it's collectively. So be responsible for your jobs, be responsible for your actions. And but unfortunately, when it doesn't go our way, it's my fault.
Do you think you maybe go to a jail with the handball?
We looked at it. I'm just saying after the game there, and it looks as if I actually thought it was more his shoulder. To be fair, that I'm into it. The referees have told me it was his header off the line, which is certainly wasn't it. It was more towards the shoulder to the top end of the arm. So.
It's funny, I said to Danny, I said, watch this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, two wrongs will make a right. Rightly or wrongly, and I asked him if he wanted to see it. But not only that, then you get Jack Breslin because they know. Players know. That's the thing. Players know fouls. Players, like say, we Joe's had a great save, just fingertips round for a corner.
Yeah.
They're saying he's no touched it, but the wee goalie picks the ball up and throws it for a corner, I think players tell you. Mm-hmm. So he's honest enough, and that's like, obviously it's a corner, because when he threw the ball, they would have contested it. Players will contest things, they know it's not right. But listen, you give referees, a job's a nightmare. You give them decisions to make, and they make them. And that's the bit we should be angry at. But it's all right putting your hand up after the event. And hindsight's a wonderful commodity to have. And it's learning from these decisions. That's 2 weeks now, and I don't see any learning. Same. Thank you, guys. Thank you.